The gang was completely against you, and it seemed like you didn't stand a chance. They outnumbered you easily, and it looked like it was only a matter of time before they would overpower you. They planned to take you down for good, making sure you wouldn't be able to rise again. But despite their negative energy, this isn't the end. This group who tried to bring you down is now shocked because their plan isn't going as expected. Their attempts are not only failing, but have become almost laughable. They tried to ruin you because your presence made them feel uneasy. You have something special, something that makes them feel threatened, and they felt they had to act against you. Your spirit is strong, and you shine in a way that makes people nervous. You're smart, and that intelligence bothers those who feel insecure about their place. You've reached such heights that they believed the only way to dim your light was to remove you entirely. But they couldn't do it alone. They needed more people to join in their harmful plans. Even with all of their efforts trying to intimidate or harm you, it didn't go as they expected. Their plan failed miserably, and now they are filled with fear and doubt. They don't know what to do next, realizing that you're still standing strong. Now they're watching you from the shadows, becoming more frustrated. Your light, your presence, and your future make them anxious. People admire and respect you, and that's something they can't stand. They are upset that others are drawn to you, that people want to be around you and speak highly of you. Your positivity and strength are things they can't take away, and it's eating them up inside. This group despises the fact that you have such a radiant presence that draws people toward you. They can see you are special, and it bothers them. The gang is made up of people who are insecure, bitter, and unsure of their own abilities. They lack the confidence in themselves, their talents, and their skills, which fuels their resentment. If they truly believed in themselves, they wouldn't need to gang up on one person. You are too strong for them, and that's why they felt threatened. This group follows someone who has taken on the role of a self-appointed leader, likely the person who first felt anger toward you. This individual couldn't handle you alone, so they gathered others to join in their cause. These insecure bystanders took the bait and joined the effort to bring you down. They went to great lengths to try to break you, but it's not working because your strength is undeniable. That's the reason they targeted you from the start. Your power made them feel uneasy about their own standing. But it's unnecessary. There's enough room for everyone to succeed, to shine in their own way. The world is big enough for all of us to grow. Unfortunately, the gang doesn't see it that way. They feel as if your light takes something away from them, as if your success makes it impossible for them to thrive. They couldn't have been more wrong. Their attempts to overpower you failed completely. Even though you were outnumbered, they couldn't break your spirit. Their belief that more numbers would give them an advantage didn't work. They can't stop your growth or dull your shine. Their failure has left them more fearful and insecure. They're realizing now that no matter how many allies they gather, none of them can match your strength or your inner light. Trying to dim your glow will never make them shine. They want to push you into the shadows, thinking that somehow this will allow them to step into the light. But their thinking is flawed. Many of them act like robots, not thinking for themselves, simply following the lead of others. They move without truly considering what they're getting involved in, blindly doing what the next person tells them to. In contrast, you think for yourself, and that's something that intimidates them deeply. Your independence scares them because you're walking your own path while they're too busy trying to stop you and neglecting their own growth. This group operates in a way that doesn't make sense. Their thought process is far from normal, at least not functional or productive. Instead of intelligence, they exhibit jealousy, envy, and anger. Their actions are driven by these negative emotions. This is why they failed so miserably. They believed that gathering people to oppose you would somehow guarantee their success, but it hasn't worked. The fact that they needed to form a group just to come after you speaks volumes about their weakness, though they're too blind to realize it. These people are acting robotically, unaware that their collective effort will backfire. It doesn't matter who led them, everyone involved is going to face the same consequences. Each person had the free will to choose whether to join this harmful scheme, and those who did are now bound to face the outcomes of their actions. Trying to bring you down will not leave them exempt from the consequences, no matter how they try to justify their behavior. It feels like the world is upside down, with people seeing good as bad and bad as good. There's a lot of negative energy growing, and it doesn't make sense. You would think that when someone is minding their own business, doing their own thing, that it would be respected. But no, some people view this as a threat, something to envy or destroy. It's backwards thinking. Meanwhile, those who bully or act tough often get the respect, as if that's what it takes to be accepted in this distorted world. It really doesn't make any sense, does it? We both know that. It's completely backwards. This group's actions are strange, and their thinking is off. But we're not the ones off here. They are. If they were truly in a good place mentally, why would they be doing all this? To be in a good mindset means making smart, just decisions. Ones that help you become a better person for yourself, your family, your community, and even humanity as a whole. But this group, they're missing that pure mindset. They're not thinking about the future in a positive way. A lot of them are caught up in their own struggles, feeling pessimistic about their own lives. So instead of dealing with their issues, they come after you. They target you, nitpicking and forming groups because they know you're not like everyone else. You stand out, and that makes them feel like they need more people to come at you. It's exhausting, isn't it? You're just living your life, doing your own thing, not bothering anyone. And yet, here they are, trying to get at you, trying to bring you down. But here's the thing, it's not working. All they're doing is making you stronger. Every time they try to tear you down, they're actually just helping you build resilience. You see through their plans, nothing gets past you. They don't understand how important you are, how much you matter, and how locked into your path you really are. You're not going anywhere, and you're certainly not going to stop growing just because these people are trying to bring you down. In fact, their actions only make you want to work harder, push further, and move away from their negativity until you're completely out of reach. They think they can make you stumble, but the truth is, they're the ones tripping over their own loose laces. They can't keep themselves together because they've chosen cruelty and negativity. Meanwhile, you're still standing tall, unshaken, and ready to keep climbing higher. Say it loud and clear, I am strong, I won't be defeated, I won't be pushed out. You're here to stay, and you're making moves, no matter what the gang or anyone else might try. You see what's happening, you're aware of the negativity around you, and you refuse to be a part of it. If you feel like there's a group, an evil force, or a negative energy in your life, whether it's family, friends, co-workers, or anyone else, don't hesitate to acknowledge it. Let it be known. If you feel like this is happening to you or has happened before, and you're comfortable, share your story. Talk about your circumstances, because sharing helps everyone. It's empowering to realize you're not alone in these struggles. When we open up and talk about what's going on in our lives, it becomes a community experience, something that uplifts us all. Your story can inspire others to stand tall too. You're stronger than any group, no matter how big or intimidating they seem. Whether it's 20 people, 50, or an entire organization, it doesn't matter. They can't bring you down. The reality is, they're afraid of you. They've already seen that their attempts to hurt you have failed, and now they're scared because you're still standing strong. That fear they have is real because they know they can't break you. You have the power to change things, to rise above it all and make a real difference. Why? Because your heart is good. And those with ill intentions, those trying to bring negativity into your life, will eventually be pushed out. You don't need to worry about them infiltrating your peace again. You've built a happy space for yourself, and they won't be able to take that away from you. So keep your head up, stay strong, and remember, you are the one with the power to shape your future, no matter what anyone else tries to do.